from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Strong on the hand sanitizer, moved over to the good soap in the bathroom. Maybe a tad aggressive with the hand sanitizer. It's hard to get it to go away, but eventually.
Did you really do that?
I saw it. He did.
No, he didn't. His wrists are still ashy.
No,
that's why they're ashy.
Yeah, that's dry.
No, they wouldn't be dry by now.
They were.
Hand sanitizer dries you out, man.
They wouldn't.
I went and washed my hands.
They ain't had time.
Drying them out.
Dry out like that.
He had so much sanitizer on his hands, Clint. It looked
like. What'd you do? You want to go to the bathroom together, you
no,
two?
No, he walked in my booth, a-hole.
What are we doing here?
Yeah,
hey,
why don't
hey,
you?
Hey, guys, calm two. Down, man.
You know what? You know what
real
I hope?
Cute.
You know
real
what?
You two are real
you and your nasty ass hands.
Together.
You know what? Okay.
I mean, y'all real cute, huh?
Jesus.
I mean,
that escalated.
Stay out all night, come in looking like Weekend at Bernie's, and y'all go potty together. That's cute. That's real cute.
I'm here for a good time, not a long time, sir.
Holiday.
Yeah, Clint just came at me real hard. What the hell, bro?
All right, a-hole.
There ain't nothing wrong with my hands, man. Y'all got to be kidding me. Y'all worried about it. Y'all literally worried about the what's on a man's hands as he's handling soap.
The dirtiest parts of our body.
As he's handling soap.
That's it.
I mean, what are we doing here?
All right, well, come on, a-hole.
I mean, I was just trying to explain what I witnessed. Oh, y'all go to the bathroom together?
You go to the bathroom. You two go potty together. That, I mean, come on,
that
man.
Line, did y'all go to the bathroom together, sent Tyler over the edge.
Well, both of y'all
did y'all go to the bathroom together? No, he came into my booth, a-hole.
Were y'all gossiping, too?
You know what? Screw you, Clint. You know what? You're nasty ass.
Were y'all gossiping, too?
I'm just on edge today, man. You can't be jacking with me like that. I'll come at you like a spider monkey.
Man, I just didn't see. I didn't see that. Yeah, man. Good hand sanitizer.
I didn't even know he had hand sanitizer in there.
Spinning into that. You know what? I've had about enough of you. You know what he came up? My boob, you a-hole.
Boy, that escalated quickly.
I mean, it did, Ron. God, it did. Wow. Oh, that was good. Man, I didn't know I needed that one.
I mean, that really good. Got out of hand fast.
I mean, quickly. It really did, Ron. All right.
Y'all pray for me out there, H-Town, here with these two sensitive guys.
I pray for you every day, man.
Thanks, Bub. I need it.
Everybody just use sensitive anyway.
This guy's sensitive about my hands.
I just wanted to get my tone.
There ain't nothing wrong. I mean, you just imagine a man using something. They're bathing, man.
You'd be worried about shaking hands with people that don't bathe.
I'm just telling you,
I think you went through that quickly.
went through what quickly?
With that bathing quickly, you dug it up. There might be some remnants on inside your fingernails.
No, I do scrub.
You keep yours a little long.
I do scrub.
I don't want to know anymore.
Not with a loofah.
I do scrub.
I did mean to tell y'all. I dried my crack today so roughly, I guess, that I feel like I split something when it happened. I didn't. I checked.
My God.
I mean, it was. What? I meant to tell y'all earlier. It was weird, man. I was drying off, and I ran that thing through my crack, and it felt like something ripped.
What were you like doing? Something How stung. Hard were you? Clearly, you didn't just rub it.
I mean, you came through
and went with aggression or something.
I mean, I caught something.
Jesus, I know football's back and it gets you going, but God, yeah, calm
I
mean, down.
I don't know what it was, man, but I
like cracked that crack a little longer.
You hear that?
Huh?
As aggressive as you are
was,
cleaning
stung.
In that area, need to have another
stung.
Apparatus.
It's stuck.
I bet you draw blood sometimes you get in there.
I thought today I did. I on that white towel, I thought, boy, that'd be a terrible deal.
I mean, it wasn't like a hemorrhoid or something?
No. I don't think I've ever had a hemorrhoid. Worse.
Really?
I don't think I've ever had one.
More than I care to admit.
I mean, if I have had one, I didn't know it.
Try the head. Jeff Garcia, what was his number?
Five.
I probably had about five of those.
I've had a lot more than that.
Jeff Garcia's. Have you?
I used to have bad stomach problems before like, I got on this medicine.
Are we talking like
Tyler's
like
had running Tyler's back, got
are we
the
talking
medical
about running back
history.
Numbers or
Tyler's got the medical history of a 70-year-old.
That's true. And the right knee of a 90-year-old.
I mean, this guy's I mean everything.
Thank you for
sun,
making fun
had.
Of my tough medical history. I appreciate it.
I didn't really did mean
You want to make fun of the time I had a seizure next? Go ahead.
I didn't mean to
Yeah,
I just was calling. How
did you go from hemorrhoid to seizure?
I mean, you're the one making fun of my medical history.
It's just lengthy. That's all.
You're telling me. How many medications do you take a day?
I have one of them pill boxes things.
Oh, God, you really do. Oh, this is serious.
I fill it up every Sunday night, Monday through Sunday. And I probably take about 8 or 9 pills every morning.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's not ideal.
Mom will be 74 this year. She's got about 3 she takes. So Tyler's got her Tyler's got her doubled up,
wow.
Tripled up.
Had some problems, man.
Telling you.
And that man, and he. I hope you remember to take him this morning.
He ain't here for a long time. He's here for a good time.
Yeah.
I had a few Advil with him.
If you forgot your meds this morning after that, that'd have been double trouble.
I took 12 this morning because there was some Advil in that one.
I bet that's 12. Just take 3
pills for breakfast.
Oh, man, that's a bunch of pills right there. 9. I honest to God, I thought you were going to say 4 or 5. I did not. I mean, that.
I think it's 8 exactly.
Like what Clint said, really, I mean, that's real. I wonder how many 60, 70 to 80 year old people who are taking 9.
Important thing is I'm healthy.
Praying for you, man.
Thank you.
Are you trying to get off of any of them or are you just accepting?
I've actually gotten off a few. I used to actually take like double digits, like after the seizure and stuff. But I don't want to have to take some of that medicine no more.
He's gotten off a few. All right. Let me pull the train back on the tracks. Here. We're at two-a-days. I mean, 2 days. We're at camp. And Clint walks right up to me and says...
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.